Today's share is Masechta Zvachim. Daf Tzadik Tes. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Tes of an Aleph, the first words on the Amid. Mishnah taught us that extensively which kohen is entitled to get a chalik of the karbanos that are distributed and which not. Ask the Gemara Manani Mili, from where do we know this halacha? So Mefarshim asks, the Mishnah clearly told us that So why is the Mishnah looking for another explanation? So the Seif Chayk Nosson explains that if we only had this pasuk, we would think that the time that the Kohen has to be able to do the avoid to get a share in the basar is from, as we learned at the end of the Mishnah, from Zrik Saddam until the time of the Hector of the Chalovim and the Bedarim on the Mizbeach. But in a situation where the Kohen was Tar at the time of Zrik Saddam and he's Tameh at the time of Hector Chalovim or vice versa, we would think that he doesn't get a shear, which is actually an opinion that Abba Shaul is going to teach us on Daf Kobeis. The Mishnah teaches us that the time that he depends on is the time of Zrikas Hadam. And that's why the Gemara asks that how do we know that if you're not able to do, that you weren't able to do Zrikas Hadam, you don't get a shear, which the Pasuk seems to indicate that Zrikas Hadam is not the only factor to consider. Because of this confusion, so to speak, says the Gemara Amr Shlokish Amakra, the Pasuk, when it speaks about eating the meat of a Kohen Chatas, the Pasuk says, HaKohen HaMechata Yosei Yechlenam. From here we learn, Kohen HaMechata, the Kohen who does the Zrikas Adam, Oichel, is the one that's going to get to eat from the carbon, Yishen HaMechata, but the Kohen who doesn't do that, Eina Oichel, doesn't get to eat from the meat. Mechata means Zrikas Adam, explains Rashi. And Evan Ezra explains that why is the word Mechate used for Zrikas Adam? So he explains that the word Mechate means that he's the one that takes away the Veira. The HaMechata, the Kohen who does Chitui, is the Kohen that removes the Aveira. And we know, and we've discussed many times, that the Zrikas Adam is the one that does the Zrikas Adam is the one that's bringing the real kapara. That's where the kapara happens. And therefore, the word HaMechate is the most appropriate word to use for Zrikas Adam. Even though this pasuk that the Gemara is now quoting is a pasuk that's stated by Kar Mechatas, the same type of wording is used in different psukim. When it comes to distributing the hide of a carbon oila, the pasuk says, "Or ha'oila ashahikrav l'koyin li loyia." By Osham, the pasuk says, "Ashakoyin ashichapaboy loyia." By Shlomim, the pasuk says, "L'koyin hazorik sedam ashlomim loyia." By the Mincha, it says, "L'koyin hamakrivay so loyia." And because of this, all these psukim indicate, says the Gemara, that the person that is doing the Zrikas Adam is the one that's doing the kapara. Ask the Gemara v'klala, who is this rule that was just stated really a fact? V'ray mishmar kula. We know that the Torah tells us that the kohanim should be divided into mishmaris. Every mishmar of kohanim works a different week, besides the weeks of the Shalosh Regalim, that all the mishmaris come to work because there's such a need for many kohanim. And the Torah, when it speaks about the mishmaris, says chelik chelik yachelu levad mimkari ala avis, that the kabbonis are divided to all the kohanim. But when it comes to regular, that's on Yontif. Every week there was a different mishmar, and every day of that week a different base av set worked on a different week of the Mishmar. There were 24 Mishmairis, and every week, every 6 days a week, there were different Mishmairis. So as the Gemara, so we have the entire Mishmar of that week. They mechatim va'ochlim, even though they are not the individuals who are doing the Zrikas Adam. The Zrikas Adam is done by a specific Kayin that is from that base Av, that won through the Goyrul to be the one that did the Zrikas Adam, says the Gemara. So it turns out only very few people are actually doing the Zrikas Adam, and they still, they mechatim, they're not doing the Zrikas Adam for Eichlim, yet they get a share of the Kabbanis, answers the Gemara. Roy Lechita Kamrinin. Any kohen who's part of that Mishmar is a kohen who potentially could have done the Avodah today. And since he's an individual who could have potentially done the Avodah today, that is enough for him to be allowed to do, that is enough for him to be able to get a share in the Karbonis. Ask the Gemara, but what about a cotton? For a cotton, then Roy Lechitui, the cotton is an individual who obviously is not able to do the Avodah. He's still a kohen, and yet he gets kotchen. Says the Gemara, because my yechlena doesn't mean that he actually gets to eat. You don't have to be doing the Avodah to be able to eat. What it means is yechalkena, to get a share of the kabanas. Roy lechitui, somebody who is able to do the Avodah, choylik, will get a share of the kotchen. However, someone who's in a royal lechitui, he's an individual who is not able to do the Avodah. The example that we're using now is that he's a cotton. So when we're distributing, ain't a chaylik, he won't get a share. Even though he won't get a share, that doesn't mean he won't be allowed to eat. The Sefer Karban Aaron makes an interesting differentiation between Chatas van Osham and all other Kabbanis. He says, when it comes to Chatas van Osham, we give share of the meat to everybody who's a member of that Mishmar. But when we speak about other Kabbanis, the Pasuk says, the two Pesukim, it says, L'koyin HaMakriv and Loi Siyah. And he says that there's a rule that we often learn in Shas, Ein Ribuy Ach Ribuy El Olamat. When we have a deep double ribuy, it means to be mat. Therefore, he suggests that unlike other kabbanis, where the entire mishmar is entitled, he says when it comes to other kabbanis, it's not the entire mishmar who gets a share. It's only that base av who he said is working on that day will get a share, not anyone else. The Sefer Nesivos HaKodesh asks a question, why does the Pasuk have to tell us that the cotton doesn't get a shear? Even if he were to take a shear, there's a problem that he's a cotton and he's not doing anything wrong when he does something like this. So the Sefer and there's a rule throughout Shas that we're not obligated to stop a cotton always to do an Aveira. Says the Sefer Yael Sashachar, when it comes to Achilas Kotchim, there are a number of rules. There's a rule that Yisraelim are not allowed to eat it. Different individuals are not allowed to eat it. There's a rule who gets a shear, as we're learning in our Gemara. And anyone who's not entitled to a shear and gets a shear is considered a gazlan. And even though a cotton is not obligated to do mitzvahs, etc., we're not allowed to let him steal. And therefore, we have to make sure that the cotton only gets what he deserves. But then I saw the Mechas Chinuch asks that there's a mitzvah to eat kotchim. So ask the Mechas Chinuch, if there's a mitzvah to eat kotchim, how could we give ketanim, who are not obligated to do mitzvahs, a share and take away the mitzvah that could be accomplished by eating kotchim? So Mechas Chinuch says that the mitzvah, every kohen has to eat a kezayis of the kotchim. But he suggests once the kohen ate a kezayis, he fulfilled the mitzvah. So he wants to suggest that the mitzvah is fulfilled as soon as the kohen eats a kazayis. Let's say all the kohanim that we're speaking about are people who ate a kazayis. So now the only concern that's left, he says, is that we have to make sure that the carbon doesn't become nicer. He says, in order to make sure that the carbon doesn't become nicer, all we need to do at this point, he says, is just make sure that that kohen, that a person who's allowed to eat it, eats it. And since, as we're learning, a cotton is such an individual who's allowed to eat karbanos, so as soon as he's in that category, the halacha will be that he will eat it, prevent it from being kachim, and we need no more. We learned, ask the Gemara of Rei Balmum. What about a Balmum? They're a royal chitu. We know, of course, that a Balmum cannot do the avodah. And yet, the chaylik, we learned in our Mishnah, that he gets a share of the kabanas. Answers the Gemara Balmum, when we speak about a Balmum, Rachmana Rabbi. The Torah explicitly said that even though, unfortunately, he's a Balmum, the Torah says, Kol zochu b'kahanim yoichel oisoi, l'rabbis Balmum, that a Balmum gets a share. And I saw that the Rashi Masech the Kedushin explains why is a Balmum entitled to a share if he's not allowed to do the Avoida. So Rashi says, as we're going to learn, there's certain Avoidas that the Kohen is obligated to do. The Kohen Balmum does. So in payment for that, for those Avoidas that he's allowed to do, that's why he gets a share of the kabbonis, even though he doesn't do the avoida. Rav Kiva Eiger, I saw, has a different explanation. Rav Kiva Eiger suggests that the pasuk says regarding the kohanim v'kidashtoi, we have to show a certain level of respect to kohanim. And Rav Kiva Eiger suggests that the halacha of v'kidashtoi applies to a balmum as well. So therefore, says Rav Kiva Eiger, if the halacha of v'kidashtoi applies to Balmum as well, that's why he's entitled to a share of the carbon. Ask the Gemara, Veima, maybe the way we should learn, that even though the kohen is currently tefil yoyim, and currently he can't eat kachim, can't do the avoida, but tonight he will be tar. And therefore, since he's going to be tar tonight, we should say that he should get his share and not refer to Balmum. Answers the Gemara. So in other words, the Gemara's question is, we have an option. Should we be marba a tefil yoyim or should we be marba a balmum? And the Gemara is suggesting that we should preferably be marba a tefil yoyim. Says the Gemara, no. Mistabra, it makes more sense to say that balmum have a little rabuyi. If we're going to include a certain kohen, it should be a balmum. Shekein oichel, because he's entitled to eat from the carbon. So since he's entitled to eat from the carbon, that's why he should be the individual that should get a share of the carbon. Ask the Gemara, no. Adrabba, tefil yoyim have a leil rabuyi. It makes more sense to include the tefil yoyim, the la'orta miyachazi. Because at night, he's going to be completely kosher, not just to eat the carbon, but even to do the avoida. Says the Gemara, hashta miyachazi. That right now, he's a tefil yoyim. And as we're saying, a tefil yoyim can't do the avoida. That's why he's the one that's excluded. And I saw that the Sefer Ayal Shachar says that we learn from this Gemara a very important concept. What is the Torah's perspective? He says, if we have something that's available right now, even though it's not the same quality or not the same quantity, and we have something that will be available later, it's better to focus on what we have right now versus about thinking what will be coming later. And since right now I have a kohen that could eat, the fact that there's a tefil yoyim that will be able to do more tonight is not to be taken into consideration. The Gemara now quotes what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi, in explaining the post that we began with, Rabbi Yossi of Amichti, what does the post mean? Yechlena. We said, Yechalkera. It means to whom do we give shares of the carbon? So ask the Gemara if that's the case. So lech v'rachmona yichalkena. If that's what the Torah meant, why doesn't the Torah use the word yichalkena? Ma yichalkena, yichalena, shma minob, roi lachila. If you're an individual who could have eaten the carbon as the carbon was being brought, chaylik, you're going to be the kayin that's entitled to get a share. Shena roi lachila. But if at the time that the avoid of the carbon is taking place, you weren't able to eat from that carbon, then ain't a chaylik, you're not entitled to a share. By Rish Lakish, Balmum Vahu Tamei. If you have an individual who's a Balmum, who's also Tamei, Ma'ashi Chalkabai, will he be entitled to a share of the carbon? What are we, but that he'll be able to eat tonight when he is tar already? And the Gemara explains the question. Do we say, Kivin Delei Chazi, since the Balmum, this Kayin who was a Balmum, was not allowed to eat even before he, not able to do the Avoidi even before he became Tamei? Rachmanei Rabbi, but as we just learned, the Torah said that he's entitled to get a shear, and therefore loishna. It doesn't make a difference. Mali tomei or bali bamum. What doesn't make a difference if he's also a tomei on top of being a bamum? The Torah included a bamum in getting a shear, and the Torah including a bamum in getting a shear makes a difference. What other disqualifications he may or may not have? Oiduma roi lachil chaylik. Only somebody who is able to eat is able to get a shear. This Balmum Kayin, currently he's unable to eat. So since currently he's unable to eat, he ought not to get a shear. He ought not to get a shear also. He did not get a shear of the meat. So I saw that the Mefarshim tried to answer, ask this question, understand this question. He is a Balmum. He's a Tamei. And we've been learning over and we'll continue learning over and over that somebody who's Tamei is not able to do the Avoida. So yes, the Torah has given a special dispensation for Balmum. But the special dispensation that the Torah has given to Balmum doesn't mean that he's still not a Tamei. And if anything, he should be worse. If somebody who's Tamei alone is not entitled, so the fact that he's a Balmum should not be a consideration. Balmum should only be a consideration to make him worse, not to make him any better. How is this Gemara to be understood? So I saw that the Yalas HaShachar wants to suggest that's really, again, based on what our Gemara has been telling us. The Torah decided that the Balmum should be treated specially. And once the Torah decided that a Balmum should be treated special, that means that the Torah says that all, perhaps what the Torah means to say, is that all the other issues that we speak about and that we consider should be ignored. And the only thing that we should be thinking about is the Rachmanis that the Torah shows to a Balmum, and that the Torah shows that Rachmanis to the Balmum, the Torah means to say that he should eat, that he's allowed to get a shear, even though he has this disqualification, this other disqualification of being Tomei as well. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Toshma, the Brisa says, Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinen. A Kohen Gadol, unlike a Kohen Hedget, can bring Kabonis when he's a Oinen. The Torah says, Lava v'ima lo yitama, Omer Megdash lo yetzev lo yichalul, as Megdash alakov. The Torah is teaching us that even, and we're going to speak extensively about an oinen and what an oinen can and can't do. The Torah is teaching us, by speak about a kohen gadol, that even on the day that his parents, Rachmanot Lotzlan, passed away, that means he's allowed to do avoida and doesn't become disqualified. The kohen hedyet, however, when he's an oinen, is not allowed to do the avoida. So again, says the Brice, a Kohen Gadol Makriv Oinen. A Kohen Gadol could bring a carbon while he is an Oinen. However, Vein Oichel, he's not allowed to eat from the Kachim, Ein Echelek Lechel, and he doesn't get a shear to eat Le'erev. Shema Mino, what do we see from here? That even though tonight he's going to be able to eat from the carbon, if now when it's being distributed, he can't, eat, he doesn't get a shear. Shroy l'achil bin. You have to be a person that as the carbon is being distributed, he should be able to eat at that point. Shmamina, that the balmum, that the posik is speaking, somebody who's a balmum, since at this point he's tamei, he can't eat, he doesn't get a share. The bai rabai shia, tamei b'kabana tzibur, a kain who's tamei when we speak about carbon tzibur. And we know that the Torah teaches us that tumah hotra b'tzibur, that even though karbanos cannot be brought to tuma, if most of the tzibur, most of the kahanim are tamei, you could bring the carbon. And that was what happened here. The carbon was brought when the people are tamei. Mashiachal boy, what will be the halacha about that kohen getting a shear to be able to eat from the carbon tonight? Mirminin, hamachate amarachmana. The Torah says that the one who does the avoda, as we spoke at the beginning of the shear, is the one that is entitled to get a shear. And this kohen was doing the avoda. Since he was the one that's doing the avoda, he's entitled to a shear. Adoma, maybe what is required, you have to be royal achila chaylik. Only if somebody is able to eat from the carbon when it's being distributed. V'shein royal achila and a chaylik. And since the halacha is that at this point he can't eat from the carbon, he's tamei, even though he could do the avoda, that doesn't entitle him to be able to get a shear. Om Ravina, to which Ravina says, Toshma, from the rice that we just studied, Kain Godl Makav Oinen, Vena Oichel, Vena Choylik Lechel Erev, he doesn't get a shear. What do we see from here? That in order to be able to get a shear, Shmamin Oroy Lachila Binan, you have to be an individual who could be eating from the carbon when you're getting the shear, and if you're not such an individual, you can't. Shmamina, it's a proof. The Taisus asks that we learned that there are examples of people who don't get a shear, even though they could go the avoida. The Kohen Gadol, who's an Oinen, as we're learning, and a Tamei, Bekabonis Tzibur. That, so we see that this rule is not a hard and fast rule. Says the Gemara, says Taisus, that when the Pasuk says a Kohen Machato is a Yechlena, it's right, it's here to teach us that if you can't do the avoda, you don't get a shear. But we can't learn from here that anybody who can do the avoda does get a shear. Oinen negei v'ere makar. We learned an oinen could touch kachim, but not be makar of kachim. Ask the Gemara, oinen negei, is it true that oinen is allowed to touch kachim, and they don't become tummy by his touching them? But Ramini, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Chagiga says, oinen mechusik purim tzrichan tefillah l'kodesh. That even if they were an oinen, and now they're no longer an oinen, or mechusik purim, which we know is an individual who was tamei, and by certain tumas, Tyra Gadosh says that you can't eat kachim, or you can't enter the base of Migdosh, until you bring certain kabanas. And if they, after he brings his carbon, the halacha is that they may not eat kachim until they go to the mikvah. And the reason is, because since till this point, while they were an oinen, or while they were mechusik purim, they were not allowed to eat kachim. So we have to be concerned, as we're going to see in our shir, that they were maybe mesiach das. Maybe they stopped paying proper attention to not becoming tamei, and they became tamei without really paying attention. And that's why Chazal said that they have to have tefillah. But if we're saying that, that he's tamei, he has to go to the mikveh, so how could he be touching kachim? Amr of Ami, Amr of Yochanan, doi kasha. The way to answer that question is b'shatovel. While he was an oinen, he went to the mikveh, and before night came, and therefore, once he went to the mikveh, so at that point, this is the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, the halacha is at this point, we assume that he will be careful not to become tamei. And once he's watching that he shouldn't become tamei, then if he touches kachim, he will not disqualify it. The Mishnah Masechta Chagiga that says he has to go to the mikveh, and if he doesn't, before he goes to the mikveh, he touches kachim,
we have to be concerned that he's tameh, he's not allowed to touch him. It's talking about the person who didn't go to the mikveh yet. Says the Gemara, so what are we saying? That he's an oinon, but he's an oinon and for the duration of today, and he went to the mikveh before the day is up. But the chiv tefillah only comes at night. So ask the Gemara, even if he goes to the mikveh now, since it's still the day of Aninus, he'll be right back to where we started after he goes to the mikveh. Because, says the Gemara, have we not learned, Dama Rav Barafuna, Oinish Tovel, Aninus, Chazarasalov, Oinin that goes to the mikveh, his Aninus right away comes back, answers the Gemara, Loikasha, Hadasuch Dati, the Mishnah Masechta Chagiga that says that he has to go to the mikveh is speaking about a person who wasn't careful. He was Mesiach Das. Such a person is considered tamei until he goes to the mikveh. But if he didn't have Hesach Das, then he doesn't even need mikveh. So there's a big machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Because our Gemara does not have the word Elo in it. And if it doesn't have the word Elo, it seems that the Gemara is still accepting the previous Teretz. And the way to understand that is that the previous Teretz says if he went to the mikveh during the day of Aninus, it'll work. Because as long as he still thinks from when he went to the mikveh, as we said, he paid attention, that is sufficient. The other version is Elo, that indeed that an oinon that was Mesiach Das cannot go to the mikveh till tonight. And anything that he does regarding going to the mikveh till tonight is meaningless. And the teretz therefore is, it depends on what type of person you are. Were you Mesiach Das? Were you not Mesiach Das? Ask the Gemara, but if that's the concern, that there was Hesach Das, that he didn't pay attention, then he should not just require tefillah. Shlishi v'shvi boy. We have to be concerned that perhaps he became a tamei meis, and the halach is that someone who's a tamei meis has to have mei parah, the mei chatas, sprinkled him on the third and seventh day. Just going to the mikveh wouldn't be enough. Dama Rabbi Yosi ber Moson Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hesach Das. If you have a person who was Mesiach Das or paying attention, if he was or wasn't tamei. And going to the mikveh alone is not enough. Answers the Gemara, like Kasha. There are different levels of Hesach Adas. If he wasn't paying attention, did he get exposed to Tumas Mes? Indeed, such a person will require Shlishi Vishvi. But if the person was only Mesiach Das from Tumas Sheretz, so he'll have to go to the mikveh, but won't need any more. Ask the Gemara, but if that's the case, that he's Tamei Sheretz, why is just going to the mikveh, we're saying during the day, enough? Tamei Me'elyahu, a person that's a Tamei Sheretz has to go to the mikveh, and not just have going to the mikveh, have Shemesh Boy. Void, and if that's the case, that we're concerned that he was exposed to Tamei Sheretz, then the halacha should not just be that he's not allowed to touch him till he goes to the mikveh. I feel a truma nami. You're not allowed to eat truma when you're tamei, and he should have to have for truma necessary to have mikveh and harav shemesh to be able to eat it. So says the Gemara, and in order to understand the Gemara, there are two words when we speak about hilchos tuma and tahara. One is the word tamei, and one is the word puzzle. Tamei means that somebody's tamei to the degree that he's able to spread tumma further. Puzzle means that he's tamei, but he doesn't, not to the degree that he could make true something else puzzle. The example will be somebody shlishi l'tumma. Shlishi l'tumma is tamei for truma, but it doesn't go any further. But it does go further for kachim. So for truma, he's puzzle, and for kachim, he's tamei. So says the Gemara after this word of introduction, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, the Mishnah of Chagiga is speaking about a case, I made sure to not be a Ravi, but and therefore
I wasn't careful about that. So since for Kachim, he's going to have mikvah because he wasn't careful to that degree, but he was careful to the degree that would prevent him from not being able to eat truma. Ask the Gemara, Omiyika Netrasu Leplalga. So it's saying that we have an individual who is somewhat watching himself, but not completely. Ask the Gemara, is there such a possibility? Is there such a concept in Halacha? Says the Gemara, yes, Vatanya is a Raya. Aideu Hatal Asal Tainim. Mishnah speaks about that somebody has of a basket of dates, Al Roy Shoy, and the Magrefa, and there's the spoon, the pitchfork that they used for processing these Tainim, Betoichai. Vama Libi Al Asal, I was careful that the fruit in the basket should not become tamei. Ain libi al magrefa, but I wasn't paying proper attention regarding the magrefa. The halacha is hasal tor. What is in the sal is tor because he was watching. He was being careful. The magrefa tamei because he wasn't being careful. So before we go further, ask the Gemara. But why should we not be? Why shouldn't, even if that was the situation? But why shouldn't it be that the tamei magrefa l'sal? The magrefa should make everything the sal tamei because the magrefa is tamei, so it should make the fruit in that sal tamei. Answers the Gemara: Ein kli metame kli. The kli could only become tamei from an avatoma, and therefore this kli, which is not an avatoma, cannot be metama another keli. So ask the Gemara: we understand why the Magrefa can't be metama the keli, but with the tama mash betoichai, why is this magrefa that we're establishing is considered tamei, not metame the food that's the ta'anim that are in that basket? To which Rava responds, "Ba'oimish mitara medava metama. I was careful that none of the fruit should be exposed to anything that could be metama the fruit." Shematia medava matama, v'loy shematia, but I didn't pay attention, that would only make it possible, that could not be used with chulin and truma. So we see that as far as truma is concerned, we have to be concerned with this, but we don't have to be concerned for kachim. So we see that there are different levels of shmira, and a person can maybe be careful to one degree, but not be careful to another degree. Says the Gemara, Agalga Milsa, so as we started this piece of Gemara, the Gemara said we have a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechta Chagiga. Our Mishnah says that the Oinen, the Tefil Yoyim, could touch Kachim, and the Mishnah in Chagiga said differently. So says the Gemara, Agalga Milsa Matal Kamei the Rebbe. This question came to Rebbe. Came to Rabbi Mamma Amalu Shmuel Ha. Haven't you heard what Amar Yochanan Rabbi? Ha'ichl Shlishi Shatruma. As we said, Truma, the final stop of Truma Shlishi. The halacha is he himself will become a Shlishi L'Tuma, and therefore, since he's a Shlishi L'Tuma, also Lechol, he may not eat Truma, but Mutar Liga. The halacha will be that he's allowed to touch the truma, and he won't make it tamei. They made a special rule by truma that somebody who is a shlishi and eats a shlishi truma becomes a shlishi. If you eat a shlishi la truma, you become a shlishi, and therefore you can't eat it. But they did not make that rule as far as touching. Alma, b'achila over Rabbanu Mala. Chazal made rules regarding achila, but negila over Rabbanu Mala, but they did not necessarily make that rule as far as touching. The Chazal sometimes said you may not eat, even though you may touch. If that's the case, the Mishnayis are very understandable. As far as eating, we made a gzera. As far as touching, which is what the Mishnah said, we didn't make such a gzera. We learned that continuing to speaking about the oinen, the loch is an oinen we're learning now may touch, but he can't be makriv. Ve'en echaylik, but he doesn't get a shear to eat of kachim at night. The Torah, when it speaks about avelus, rachamal tzlan, calls it aninus. And that Torah is telling us din, that when a close relative passes away, he has to do avelus aninus. And the halacha is that an oinin rachamal tzlan is not allowed to eat kachim. But when we speak about aninus, we need to identify the aninus midaraisa, what does that mean? So the halacha is the simple way of learning, is that midaraisa, a person's only an oinin on the day of the patira of the nifter. Chazal extended that time to night after the day of the patira, that there should be aninus. This whole din, just to put it on the table, of Shiva, that's a purely din the Rabbanan. That's the opinion of most Rishonim. The halacha of aninus, again, is that the day of the Ptira, the person's Oinu Midaraisa, and that the night after is an Oinu Midarabonan. The interesting point that the Rashbam and many Rishonim make is that normally in halacha, the day follows the night. When we speak about aninus, the night follows the day. Now, the question is this accepted under all circumstances? Or perhaps aninus of night is also deraisa? That's what we're going to begin to discuss. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah that says an oinin doesn't get a shear of karbonus on the day that is an oinin, that he should be able to eat it that night, teaches us the Mishnah, Niflik hu de loipolik. He's not allowed to get a shear. However, if it's the night after the Yom HaMisa, it seems that the Kohen would be allowed to eat that night. If they gave him kachim, not that he got a shear, he would be invited to get kachim, he would be allowed to eat it. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out that this is not halacha only for Kohanim. This is also halacha for Yisrael. If a Yisrael was an oinon today, may he eat kabanas tonight, and it seems that he may. But as the Gemara v'Reminu, the Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, that Tzadik Aleph on the base teaches us, oinon, the person who is an oinon on Erev Pesach, which is the day where you bring the Karm Pesach is brought on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and it's eaten on the night of Pesach. Says the Gemara, somebody was an oinon on Erev Pesach, toiv v'oichel es pischel erev. He could eat the Karm Pesach that night. Avol loy b'kotshim, but not any other kotshim. By Pesach, Chazal were particularly lenient because since the ninus of that night is only the Rabbanan, and since the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is such a severe mitzvah, we know that if somebody doesn't eat Karban Pesach, Rachman Tzon is Chayef Karis. And that's why Chazal said that even though he's an Oinon tonight, we're going to allow him to eat Karban Pesach. However, other Kachim, the Chazal said that he's an Oinon tonight, and since Chazal said that he's an Oinon tonight, don't eat. And Chazal allowed to eat, do so, because it's B'shev Al Tasa. They're not actively telling him to do something wrong, but they're just telling him, don't eat. So we see that the Isra of Achilles Kachim is even by night, not as our Mishnah seems to say, that he doesn't get a shear of the carbon, but he's going to be allowed to eat from the carbon tonight. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Bedifta Lakasha. Kan B'Pesach, our Mishnah speaking about Pesach, where we just learned there's room for leniency. The Mishnah, Masechet Pesachim, is speaking about Shai Yemos Hashana, not Pesach. Pesach, and now the Gemara is taking it a step further. Since we're being lenient regarding the Karban Pesach, Pesach, either Ocha Pesach, Ocha Nami Kachim. Since we're allowing him to eat the Karban Pesach, we will allow him to eat the other Kachim as well. Shai Yemos Hashana, but other days of the year, the loichazi, that we don't let him eat kachim loichazim. Or my avaloi b'kachim, when the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim says avaloi b'kachim, says the Mishnah means avaloi b'kachim Kol Hashana, that all year round we won't let him eat kachim that night. Rav Ashi has a different way to reconcile the two Mishnayos. Loi kasha. Kan shemes loi mes baba osur. If somebody lost a relative on Erev Pesach, to cover baba osur, since that's the Yom HaMisa, and as we're learning, the Yom HaMisa, he's an Oina Midaraisa. So since he's Oina Midaraisa on the Yom HaMisa, so that the halacha is that we're only going to be lenient for Kachim. We're not going to be lenient for Karban Pesach. We're not going to be lenient for any other Kachim. Because that Ninas is only Midrabanan. Pesach, we said, is so serious, we're going to allow him to eat the Karban Pesach. Kan, but in a case, Meis Loi Meis B'Shloi Shasur, where the Yom HaPtir was 13 days in Nisan, but the Yom HaKfura, the day of burial, was by Abba Asur, the Yom Kfura, and there's going to be a difference between the Ninus of the night after Yom HaMisa versus the Ninus after the night of Yom Kfura. There it's Midrabanan, and since it's only Midrabanan, Chazal allowed him to eat Kachim that night. Ask the Gemara that Man Tana, who is the Tana of the Mishnah that says Aninus Lailam Midrabanan? And that's why the Mishnah has been so lenient with eating Karban Pesach that night. Says the Gemara, it represents Reb Shimon. It represents the opinion of Reb Shimon. The Tanya Aninus Lailam Divrei Taira, Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda's opinion is that Aninus at night is Midaraisa. And the way he comes to that, says Rashi, is because when Aaron and his son were oining him after the Patir of Nadav and Aviyah, the Torah said that they may eat Kachim that night. What does the Torah mean to say? This was a special dispensation to Aaron and his sons that even though they were oining him, they're allowed to eat Kachim that night. Everyone else, says Rabbi Yehuda, is an oining of the Raisa. Rabbi Shimon's opinion, however, is oining of the Torah. The Ninus of the night after is not Midaraisa, it's Elam Midaraisa, it's only the Rabbanim. Teda, and Rav Shimon backs up his position, Shrei Amru, Oinen Taiva V'Oichos Pischel Erev, that he's allowed to eat his Karban Pesach that night. Avaloi B'Kachim, other Kachim were not lenient. And his point being that if he's an Oinen Midaraisa, we cannot allow him to even eat the Karban Pesach. Ask the Gemara, the Sover of Shimon, Aninus Lailam Midrabanan, is it the opinion of Rav Shimon that Aninus that night is only Midrabanan? Ask the Gemara of Atanya, there's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Rav Shimon Omer, Oinen Einam Shalayich Mekabonosov. If somebody wants to send his Kabonis while he's an Oinen, he may not. My love, isn't what he's coming to teach us, Afilu Pesach, that he can't even send the Karban Pesach while he's an Oinen through someone else. Why is that Dalocha? Because he won't be able to eat from the Karban tonight anyway, because, says the Gemara, if eating a Karban, if Aninus by night is only Midrabanan, and by Midaraisa he can eat at night, why would Chazal say that he can't send his Karbanas today and not participate in bringing the Karban Pesach, which, as we keep on repeating, is such a serious issue? The fact that Rav Shimon said, the fact that an Oinen can't even send his Karban Pesach, is that not clearly an indication that at night he's going to be an Oinen Midaraisa, and therefore he won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach tonight? And since he won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach tonight, he can't send it on Erev Pesach. But Rav Shimon just said that Aninus Laila is the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon was not speaking about a Karban Pesach. He was speaking about every Karban besides a Karban Pesach. A Karban Pesach, he actually, according to Rav Shimon, can send. And the reason he could send the Karban Pesach is because Aninus Laila, according to Rav Shimon, is only the Rabbanan. And since Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanan, we could be lenient in sending the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, and eating it tonight. Ask the Gemara, but there's another Braisa. The Braisa says, Rav Shimon Omer, Shlomim. Why is the Karban Shlom called Shlomim? To teach us Kishu Shalom maybe, when the person is whole, Shalom B'datoy, that means he's of a clear head, that then maybe he could bring a Karban, V'ena maybe Kishu Oinen. He can't bring it when he's an Oinim. And Chazon Yecheskel, Rav Chaskel Abramsky, the Tzau, has a beautiful way of approaching this Gemara. He says, why does the Gemara explain Shlomim this way, that only when somebody is Shalom B'datoy can he bring the carbon, otherwise not? What leads the Gemara to that direction? So says Rav Chaskel Abramsky, when we speak about other Kabbonis, the Torah speaks about the purpose of the carbon. Oila is a carbon that's completely brought on the Mizbeach. Chattis is brought because the person did an Aveira. Osham, because he did an Aveira. How does the word Shlomim get connected to a carbon? It must be because the Torah is coming to teach us that Kshu Shalom Evi, when he's Shalom B'date, does he bring the carbon? Ve'enem Evi Kshu Oinen. Menayim, the rabbi's carbon Toida. How do we know that so too is the halacha that a carbon Toida cannot be brought by an Oinen? Says the Gemara. Mabani is a toida, says the Brisa, Mabani is a toida, shekein nechelus b'simcha kishlomim. The carbon toida is eaten in a state of simcha. Oinen is obviously not b'simcha. Menayin l'rabbis oila, that this halacha applies by oila as well. Mabani is oila, shekein ba b'nedav b'nedav kishlomim. It has the common denominator, that just like kishlomim is brought b'nedav b'nedav, so to the oila. Menayin l'rabbis b'char u'maisa, Pesach, Mabani Mechor Baiso Pesach, Shekein Enim Boim Alchait, they don't come for an Aveira, and therefore they are similar to the Karban Shlomim. Menayin L'Rabbis Chattis for Osham, that you can't bring them as an Oinen, Tamaloimer, Im Zevach Shlomim Kabanoi, the Torah uses the word Zevach to include a Chattis for Osham in this thing. Menayin L'Rabbis Oifis, Vesemenachis, how do we know that this halacha applies by Menachis and Oifis as well? And Yayin, Eitzim, there's a difference of opinion what Eitzim means. One explanation of Eitzim is that some people would bring Eitzim as a carbon. Others say there were special, the Gemara describes this, that there were people who had designated days in the year where they brought Eitzim, that they brought wood to the Mizbeach, and they were Yom Tovim for them, and they brought Kabbonis on those days. Any carbon that is brought, the halach is Kishu Shalom Evi, could only be brought when he's B'yish V'das, V'enim Evi Kishu Oinen. But it says here clearly that a Pesach is a carbon that cannot be brought as an Oinen, not what we've been learning, Rav Shimon says, bring it as, have it be brought and eat tonight. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda Pesach Kdei Nazba. Pesach really doesn't have this halacha. It was accidentally included. Rav Sheshem Amai Pesach, it refers to the Shalmei Pesach. That the halacha is that the Torah HaKadosh teaches us that you have to eat a carbon Pesach on the night of Pesach, and it must be eaten al Soiva when you're satiated. So if somebody has a lot of carbon Pesach available, he'll eat carbon Pesach and it'll be al Soiva. But if there are many people participating in that carbon Pesach, so there won't be enough for you to be ala soiva. So then you bring with the carbon Pesach shalmei chagiga, and those shalmei chagiga that are brought on erev Pesach to be eaten Pesach by night may not be brought by an oinen. As the Gemara but we were speaking about shalmei chagiga, so that's already included in shlomim. So why does it have to be mentioned separately? Answers the Gemara, Tana Shlom HaBoim Bachmas Pesach, but Tana Shlom HaBoim Machs Matzimum. The Brice is speaking about both types of Shlomim. Dilei Tana Shlom HaBoim Machmas Pesach, if the Brice had not mentioned separately the Shalmei Chagiga, Sa'at Atamina, we might have had thought, just as we finished explaining, since they are so connected to the Karm Pesach, Hoylo Machmas Pesach as Kigufi the Pesach Tami, that even though they're Shlomim, they should have the same halach as the Karm Pesach and be allowed to be brought by an Oinen on Erev Pesach. Kamash Malon, that the special dispensation we're speaking about only refers to the Karm Pesach, but not to the Shalmei Chagiga.